Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Mom Confessions, where we have some juicy confessions about boobs, bathrooms, and britches. And then we wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 76. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Shauna.
How are you guys doing? How old's your baby?
My baby is 10 months and 1 week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, are we going through another fucking sleep regression? That is my question for this week.
I feel like you mentioned that just recently too. Are you just in regression hell over there?
I don't know. He was such a good sleeper. I feel like I jinxed it by talking about it. I don't know. Anyway, he's still an okay sleeper, but like he used to just conk out and sleep through the night. And I've heard that there's some like 8 to 10 month sleep regression. I didn't think it would last for 2 full months, but
oh no.
Well, I don't know. It's not every night, but there was one night this week where for 3 hours between midnight and 3 a.m., he was up every 20 minutes.
What?
And he wasn't even like crying for the most part. He was just a little creepy.
Oh my God, what?
I'd look on the monitor. He'd cry when he first woke up, and then he'd get like calm and he'd just like sit there and stare at the door. Like he knew that we were going to come.
That gave me the chills.
No. That's not the creepy part, Shauna. And then he would start waving.
It's just ghosts. We all know it, Laura.
He just sits there, stares at the door, and then he'll just like frantically wave his. And he's on his stomach, right? So he's like on his stomach in his little like Victorian style sleep sack. It's not a Victorian, but you know what I mean? Like it looks so like old fashioned to be in a sleep sack. And he just, like, props himself on one elbow and just, like, like, is waving frantically. And we're just, like, in bed staring at the monitor being like, what the fuck is this kid doing? Like, why is he? And then eventually he'll put his head down. Uh-huh. And then, like, 20 minutes later, he's back up doing the same thing. I just don't even know.
I have a theory. And
please
it's not me. Ghosts, I
it's
swear.
Not ghosts.
It's not. Maybe his arm fell asleep and he's like like waving it around to get that blood flow going.
I mean, that's pretty smart if he does, like if he knows to do that. My theory, although now I'm contemplating that this could be the right one, because he does sleep in weird, like his arms do weird like Egyptian hieroglyphic things, you know, they're in weird angles. But he also is like, this is my other check-in for the week, but I think he's starting to really understand like language in a new way. And I think he's starting to really learn how to like wave at people. And I think he's just practicing is his thing.
Like, totally.
And I think that he is up at night and he's like, I've got a new skill. I can wave. Like he would wave, but it was just like before it was just sort of a reflex, I think, or like mimicry, but now he's like, oh, when I do this, it means a thing. And so he's like up all night being like, look at my new fun skill.
That's so cute. Yeah. That, I recall that with Elle, especially when she was learning to stand and walk, it disrupted her sleep. And I would see her like up and just like stepping around, you know, practicing her new skill. And of course she was in a sleep sack. So she's like stepping around in this thing that's like getting caught under her feet. And, so I feel you on that one. I think you might be right about that.
Yeah. So he got better like the last couple nights. So we're hoping it goes away. But it's so brutal to have a baby that sleeps well and then doesn't sleep well. You're just like,
so
but I
hard.
Knew what it was like when you slept well.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
But anyway, to go along with the high, waving high, there might have been a first official word this week.
Ooh.
And it's very split, but I have a video of it. Oh, should we play? Okay, so here's, let me do a setup. I went in after his first nap, and he was standing by the crib, which he doesn't usually do, but I went in, he was in a great mood, standing by the crib, and then Cal, our younger cat, walks in, and he turns to Cal, and he starts waving, and then he makes this sound. Should I play the clip?
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is. He's saying hi to Cal.
Hi.
And then now he's waving.
I can't tell what's a baby saying hi and what's a cat meowing, actually.
There are zero cats meowing
Oh.
in this clip.
Okay.
It's all baby.
That sounds like a baby saying hi.
Okay, so you are in the majority because I posted it to his Instagram, his little private Instagram, and I got 24 votes. And the question was, is this high or is it just babbling, right? And 21 of the 24 people said it was high. So I feel like the people have spoken.
Yes. And are the three people who said no not parents?
No, I will out all of them. I hope this is okay. Okay, the three people were Carrie, who was a guest on our program, like way at the beginning. She is a mother. Marilyn, who is our number one fan. And your sister-in-law, Leslie.
What? That is a bizarre group of people. And I don't think any of those people would be like fucking with you by being like, no, that's just baby babble.
No. They're all very earnest. And I think I was chatting with Carrie about this, actually, because I was like, you and I are in the minority, because I was not giving him credit for it because I didn't want to like, I don't know. I feel like it's very much a parent thing to like overly ascribe things to, you know, oh, he's, you know, the 6 month old is babbling and says mama, and you're like, he knows I'm mama. It's like, no, he's just working with his mouth, you know, or whatever.
But he's not 6 months old. He's like prime talking.
I know. Like, I know. So talk. I was but trying I to you, be yeah. skeptical, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I have to say that the more I watch it, that the real like kicker, it'd be one thing if he, you know, the cat walks in, he goes, hey, like that. That wouldn't necessarily mean hi, but then he starts waving.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yes. It's it. It totally is it. Especially now that I've had two babies that I've watched learn language and stuff. I feel like I'm an expert in baby language development, clearly. And also, Elle's first word was hi, by the way. So this is very exciting for me.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I'd love to have him follow in the footsteps of Elle because she is fantastic.
Yeah, and she said hi, and I ran with it. There was this, like, zero hesitation. I was like, yep, there it was. Hi. You could, I don't know. I just feel like you can tell the difference when you're tuned into your baby. You can tell the difference of, like, random chatter and something so pointed as that. And to me, that really seems pointed, especially since he's also mimicking you and combined with the waves. So 100% he said hi.
All right. So we will also post this video to our Instagram so that you can all weigh in. It's not a closed case yet, you know? But yeah, no, I think that's, and it's exciting. I can't wait for him to be able to express himself more, you know? I feel like he's this, I was looking at like newborn photos of him recently. And I like, it's so interesting to look at newborn photos because you're also, at first you're like, oh, he wasn't as cute as I thought he was. I mean, he was very cute, but you're like, they're very wrinkly and like, but also like you can see their faces in them, you know, like they've changed so much, but it's the same. It's so weird. But I had this sense, I was suddenly like, oh my God, like you were in there, like waiting to come out. Like all this time you've been like trapped basically, unable to communicate, you know? And like, it's, you're finally able to emerge. And like, I don't know, maybe that's a little weird and woo woo, but it just seemed like it to me. And I was like, yo, he's in there. He's coming out of his shell. He's able to actually tell me things and tell me what he wants. And I don't know. That's just very exciting.
Oh, for a full minute, I thought you meant talking about coming out of your placenta and your stomach.
Oh, Shauna.
But you're talking about coming out of like
his... Figuratively.
Well, you talked about looking at newborn photos, so I thought you like changed tracks and were all of a sudden talking about how he was trapped in your body for so long.
Oh, no. I mean, he was also trapped in my body for so long. No, I meant like his little personality, his little expression.
God. Check. Got it. It's late, everyone. I woke up at 5 a.m. today. Have not
Shauna.
Napped.
Anyway, maybe we should move on to your check-in. What's going on with you guys? How old is your baby?
It's actually a good segue, speaking of waving and saying hi, because that was actually part of my check-in, too.
Oh, really?
Cece realized she can wave this week, and it is so cute. She realized it while we were walking around the neighborhood in her little pink convertible car that I push her in, and all of a sudden she lifted her arm up and started waving at the cars that were driving by, and I was like, oh, yeah. yeah, waving, you're waving. And, you know, some people are waving back at her. It was so adorable. And now she's obsessed with it. It doesn't wake her up multiple times at night, thank God. I would just lose my mind. But the walks have become even more fun because she waves at everybody. It's so cute, especially dogs. I don't know if I've mentioned she says doggy now. And I don't think this is me being a mom that's like too eager about my baby's language. She's like looks at our dogs and it's like, you know, it's not doggy, well enunciated. It's more like doggy, doggy, you know.
Yeah. Well, and she has two doggies around all the time. So that makes sense.
Yes. So she's familiar with dogs. She loves them. We go on walks. Actually, she'll wave at dogs more than people. So if we see a dog,
fair.
She waves.
Doggy. I mean, me too.
I know. It's exciting to see cute dogs on walks. And babies. She'll wave at other babies. Like, we'll be walking, and I see her wave, 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 and I look up, and it's another baby. And it's just so cute. She's, like, waving at her own kind. I just love it.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So that's a fun little thing. And then the other part of the check-in, and I forgot to mention, Cece is 11 months and 1 week. She has started to get a little bit of fear about random things. It's strange. It's not a lot of stuff, and it's stuff that I never see coming. For instance, the other day we had a garage door guy come and work on our garage door, and she saw him, met him, and I was like, oh, no, stranger version, you know, blah, blah. No, she was just like so happy to see him, you know, waving at him. And then the garbage truck comes by to pick up our garbage and she had a conniption fit.
Oh no.
She's screaming and crying and like burying herself in my chest and like just could not handle the sound and the size of the garbage truck. And Al loved garbage trucks, has always loved like big trucks and garbage trucks. So I did not see that coming.
That's interesting. Did I tell you about my baby's fear of balloons and like a beach ball? Did we talk about this around Halloween?
I don't think so. Uh-uh.
So, I mean, I experienced the same thing, which is my baby seems fearless. He like climbs. He does all this. He has no stranger danger at all. You know, he went onto a freaking TV set with hundreds of people around and was just like, hey, this is cool. My mom bought him a balloon around Halloween and he freaked out.
Like, what kind of balloon? Like a big scary Mylar balloon?
It wasn't scary. It was just a Mylar balloon with cute little like cartoon. Like there was a cartoon cat and a cartoon jack-o'-lantern. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it wasn't like a scary one. And we pulled it down to his eye level and he like grabbed me and like buried his head in my shoulder and was like physically shaking. It was so weird. And
that's
then
so
that week my mom was in town and she was staying at a hotel that had a pool. And it was hot as hell back around Halloween, if you remember. Mm-hmm. And so we were in the pool and someone had a beach ball and it came towards us and he did the same thing. He was freaking out. And then the whole time we were in the pool, he was like laser focused on that beach ball, whether it was coming close to him, which is just like, why? The good news is that we sort of slowly reintroduced the balloon and he ended up loving it. So that makes me feel good. But it's like, what is it about that one thing? Like, I guess a garbage truck, like, you should be a little afraid of a garbage truck. That's a weird, you know, that's like a.
And loud and.
It's loud and weird and big and, you know, could hurt you. The balloon, I don't know. Beach ball.
That is too funny. Those just seem so innocuous. The other thing that freaked her out, she was in the bathtub and she has a lot of toys in there. And one of them is a little fish, the Dory from Finding Nemo, you know, a little blue fish. And she was playing with it. And then I remembered it has a little string. Like you can pull the string out of the fish's butt and then like it starts like flapping its fins and swims in the water. So I was like, oh, Cece, check this out. And I pulled a string and set it in the water and it starts flipping its fins. And she just looks at it and goes, screaming and crying and we're like trying to flip it away from her and like started climbing out of the tub and into my arms.
Oh,
I was
baby.
Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so sad. It's like,
I know.
It's so sad, but also so funny. And you don't want to laugh at them, but
Yeah, I know. It is. I mean, it's definitely funnier in hindsight.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In the moment when you're dealing with a baby who's crying and you just want to help them. But now that I think about it, I'm like, that little fish just set her off.
I know. And you don't want to be dismissive of their feelings or anything. Yes. But it is just like, it's funny because you're like, you know, they're safe. And, you know, it's like, what is going on with your little brain?
Oh, must have just startled her so bad. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. Otherwise, it's a pretty low-key week, and we've just been having fun together, and I love this age, and I love her, and things are going well.
I love that, and I think that's a great sentiment to take a break and come back with our special segment.
Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
Welcome back. So our special segment this week is Mom Confessions.
Mom Confessions.
Where we confess to some scandalous things, but we turn it into a game where we say one truth and one lie, and the other person has to guess which is which. Shauna, are you ready with your first mom confession?
Yes. I forgot my baby's name.
Okay. Go on.
I used a baby bottle as a shot glass.
Oh, geez. Oh, my gosh. Those are both so plausible. Just because I don't know when the last time you've taken a shot is. Oh, but they do have ounce markings on them. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm going to go with the bottle. I'm going with the bottle.
That was an amazing deduction, Laura. That's yes. Exactly why I was making a mixed drink. And I couldn't find, like, a shot glass. I couldn't find our little jigger. And so I was like, oh, the baby bottle. Perfect. I wanted 1.5 or 2 ounces or whatever to put in the drink. And I was like, boop, 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 and poured it in. So I did not, like, throw a shot back from the
baby
bottle.
Well, that's what threw me off because I cannot – I don't think since grad school – I've seen you throw a shot back. Maybe at a wedding?
Probably. Who knows?
Yeah.
I tend to not remember those nights. Just kidding. Yeah. So I...
Was it a good mixed drink? What were you making?
It was not the best mixed drink. It was just like a vodka soda with lime. Just, you know, something light and refreshing.
Yeah. Now, did you do the 1.5 ounces like a good girl? Or did you just like... get it a little higher.
You know, I probably did it a little higher. I mean, I think if I remember correctly, it was 2 ounces, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And like a full can of LaCroix. So it took me a while to drink it down. But the one thing I want to say that it is tricky with the name thing because it's not like I've ever completely blanked on her name, you know, for like an extended period or whatever. But I will mix up her name, you know, on the tip of my tongue constantly in my house. I call her Elle's name. I call her the dog's name. I call, you know, and I call everyone everything. It's like, Sasha, no, Cece, no, you know, and I just feel like my mom and my grandma at this point in life.
Yeah. I used to make fun of my, we used to just like totally make fun of my grandma for calling us her cat's name all the time. And now I'm like, I can't believe she didn't do it more. I fully call my baby my cat's name. I'm always like, Magnus, are you hungry? Wait, you're not Magnus.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll call the cat by the baby's name. I think it just shows they I love them all.
Exactly. They're just all one big mush of love, lovable family. That's all it is. Anyway, okay, what about you? What's your truth and lie?
Okay. I left a poopy diaper right in the middle of a restaurant bathroom because they didn't have a changing table. Or I paid $5 for parking just to change a diaper.
Ooh. I'm having a little hard time understanding what you mean by you left a diaper because there wasn't a changing table.
Because I had to change a diaper in the middle of the freaking floor of a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And in retribution, I just left the poopy diaper there.
Oh, no. I don't think you would do that. I think you paid $5 to park just to change your baby's diaper.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I did contemplate the second one.
Oh, it would be such great retribution. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there, I mean, there's a lot of things worse, but there's no like greater disappointment than going into a restaurant bathroom and with a baby who clearly has a very poopy diaper, mm-hmm. and there's no changing table. I mean, how is that not illegal?
It's so weird, and it's just gross. It's, I know.
And then you have to, like, change the baby on the floor, and even mm-hmm. if you have something to put on the floor, like, now they're rolling around, and ugh, anyway.
Yep.
But I did not do that. You are correct. I paid $5 for parking just to change a diaper. It was actually on the way back from the aquarium the other day.
Oh, yeah.
My baby has this really, like, amazing skill of the, like, minute you put him in the car seat and pull out of, like, the parking spot, he starts doing his grunt, you know? And I'm just like, yeah, you're pooping, aren't you? And
it's
like,
oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, great. It's very distinct. Like, it's not, there's no mystery. There's no sneak poops anymore. Like, you know when it's happening.
Oh.
So the comp, usually it's like, whatever, just pull over on the side of the road, change in the back or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we were by the aquarium, and you know how it is, like, around big tourist attractions? Every parking lot is completely full. It was like a Saturday, and they're all paid parking lots.
Oh, my God.
And we were about an hour from home. So it's not like I could just leave him. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, if we were 5 minutes from home, I'd be like, all right, kid, you know.
Definitely.
We're getting home. But I couldn't just leave him in the diaper for an hour. That's all. Plus, we wanted him to nap. So mm-hmm. we're, like, looking around for spots, and, like, we couldn't find anything. And finally, Corey was like, just go into that lot. I'm like, it's a paid lot. He's like, I don't care. And I go, it's like $5 every 20 minutes. I was like, great, great. And then we had to circle around for a while. And then we finally, like, find a spot. And we have to change this diaper in the back. And it wasn't just changing the diaper. So I opened it up. You know, I put it, I have to say, by the way, I did not think about this when I got my car, which is like a, it's a Ford Escape that mm-hmm. I went on Wheel of Fortune. No brags. But it's a, you know, it's a compact SUV or whatever, crossover. And so it has like a hatchback with like a big flat trunk. Mm-hmm. And I did not think about how great that was going to be for changing diapers when mm-hmm. I got it. But I am so glad that I got it.
Yeah.
Because it's like a great, perfect, big flat surface for it. Anyway, I put him on this big flat surface and I opened the diaper and it's not that much of poop. And I was like, man, you were really working hard for that. And then it dawned on me. I was like, there's more in there. And just as I thought that, I got to watch as he pushed another beautiful log out of his butt. And I thought, like, not only did I pay $5 for this joy, like, to change a diaper, I paid $5 to watch my child squeeze a poop log out of his butt.
At least you got some entertainment there.
Yeah. If anyone's wondering why we don't say our baby's names, it's so that they can't find these stories. Oh, man. Hopefully.
That's too funny.
But anyway, it all worked out in the end. And we got to drive back and he took a nap. So, all right.
Good.
So, Shauna, we're tied. What is your next mom confession?
I jaywalked with my baby because the intersection was too far. I purposely took a walk with a stroller with a flat tire.
Jaywalk. Oh, man.
No, I have a Bob. Do you know these
I do.
Strollers?
Yeah, yeah.
They've got huge wheels, three huge wheels, like bicycle wheels with air. For people who don't know, they're a jogging stroller or hiking stroller. And I love this thing. And I went to take Cece for a walk in it. And I take it out of the garage, put her in it, start walking, and I see my neighbor standing outside next door, and I ignore her because that's the kind of relationship we have. She's a terrible person. In my opinion, we've got a lot of issues. She's very mean. And I walk past her, and then I'm like, oh, shit, the tire is completely flat, the one on the right, and the stroller's, like, pulling, you know, no. And I have to work extra hard to get it straight. And I'm like, I don't want to turn around and go home and put air in this tire because I don't want to walk by my neighbor again. And I don't want her to stand there with her arms crossed staring at me while I fill up my tire with my pump because I know that's what she'll do. She comes out. She stands 3 feet from us, our family, crosses her arms and just stares at us with a scowl on her face while we do stuff outside. Like, Elle will be like, hi, and the woman won't even say hi. I mean, it's just awkward AF. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to walk with this flat wheel. So we just walked for like an hour with a flat wheel, and I had to work extra hard to keep the stroller straight.
The things we do to avoid our neighbors. Yes. Oh my God. It's amazing.
Crazy. Anyway, okay, what about you? What's your next one?
Okay. I dangled my boob over the car seat so I could feed a fussy baby without unstrapping him. Or I walked around for a full minute with my boob hanging out because I forgot to pop it back in and pull my shirt down.
Boobs dangling, boobs popping. This is all kinds
free
of boobin'. Crazy.
Free boobin'.
Okay, deduction. You just went to Long Beach to the aquarium and had a long ride, and Corey was there and he was driving. So I bet you popped in the back seat and dangled your boob to feed the baby. That's what I picked.
You are correct. The details are not correct, but you were correct. Oh. We were going somewhere else, but it's been hard to get the baby in and out of the car seat lately. He's really fighting it. We're going to need to get a new convertible seat soon, I think, because, you know, he's just kind of outgrowing the infant car seat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's still within the weight and like height range, but it's getting to the point where he needs a little more room. And so when we we were going to a friend's house in Culver City. Ugh, why? But we did up over people who don't understand. It's like another 30-minute drive,
so
you know,
far.
On a good day. And so we drove like 10 minutes and suddenly the baby's like crying and freaking out. And I was already in the back seat because I knew that this was going to be like a long ride. And me and my like forever paranoia, I felt his head and his soft spot felt a little like sunken in. I was like, is he dehydrated? He's dehydrated.
Wait, what? Is that a thing you always do? What is that?
Well, you know, there's soft spots.
Uh-huh.
If you're dehydrated, will be like sunken in, but like really sunken in. It's apparently very, very obvious.
Oh,
so,
uh-huh.
And also okay. At this age, at our kids' age, they're starting to get smaller, like much smaller. Mm-hmm. They might even be gone. I'm not sure, but my kids isn't.
I won't touch that area.
I'll like gently brush my hand over it. It is creepy.
Yeah.
It creeped me out. Oh my God. When you could see the pulse when they were newborns. Oh.
Okay, so you touched the pulsating dent on his
head. It wasn't pulsating, but it was like, it was a little extra dented. And of course, I'm like, he's dehydrated. I need to feed him. And Corey's like, do you want to take him out of the car seat? I was like, I do not want to take him out of this car seat. But my boobs are big enough that I can take care of this. So we pulled over because there was no way I could be like in a seatbelt and do it. But yeah, I pulled out my right boob, which was the bigger boob, and dangled over. And it was very awkward, but he thought it was hilarious.
Oh,
baby.
I'm sure. It was like the best car seat trip of his life. Also, it's so funny to me, like the things we do in front of our husbands now. It's just like, yeah, I'm just like on my knees in the back seat, dangling boob.
Oh, yeah. When you're first married, funny. You're like, yeah. I want to be cute and mm-hmm. sexy. And now it's like, hold on one sec. Pull over. I got to get my giant boob out. Dangle it. The fact that it can dangle in the first place is just be an indication of how things have changed. It dangles.
Squirt my body juice out of my body. Yeah. It's just all so funny when you think about it. Well, that's great. I mean, I'm glad you did that.
I will say that my false one is another like sort of there's some truth to it, which is that I didn't walk around with my boob hanging like totally exposed, but there was a day where I was wearing one of those like sports bra styled nursing bras, you know, that like are like racer back
yeah.
and like crossover. They're just like soft material. And I did forget to like pop my boob back into it. I had my shirt over it, but I was like walking around in the world with like one unsheathed boob like floating around under my shirt.
Oh, that's amazing.
But, you know, at least I had a shirt over it, so anyway.
Exactly.
All right, you're winning, Shauna.
Woohoo!
Shauna, I've got a crazy idea.
What?
Do you want to take a quick break since we are recovering from all this laughing and come back with one more mom confession each and then do our BFPs and BFNs?
I love that idea. Let's do it.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
And we're back. Shauna, do you have a final mom confession for us?
Yes, here it is. I'm jealous of my baby's clothes. I still wear maternity underwear 11 months postpartum.
Can both be true?
In some worlds, probably.
I mean, if the world is infinite and the universe is infinite and there are infinite multiple universes out there, sure, yeah.
Exactly.
You are 100% jealous of your baby's clothes, so I gotta go for that.
Yeah, totally. Damn, they're so cute, and I just want them in my size. She was wearing these little pant leggings that had bright colored unicorns all over them with like pink and turquoise mane. And like sparkly stars.
Oh my God.
And I just sat there for like a full 3 minutes, just very jealous of these pants and wishing someone made them in my size and that I would even have the balls to wear them in public if I did own them.
It's like all our Lisa Frank dreams of childhood.
Yes, having two girls has fulfilled a lot of that for me because I get to live that out. For those of you who don't know, Lisa. Well, Can you explain it better?
Lisa Frank was an artist from what, the 80s and 90s, and she's the one that did all those like Trapper Keeper covers that were just like sparkly rainbow unicorns and happy kittens and, you know, I don't even know, butterflies. Basically they were like bright colors and
so good.
If you were a child of the late 80s, early 90s, like if you were in elementary, middle school, probably around those times, I'm going to say, it was a ubiquitous folder you would see, right? Everyone would have their Lisa Frank folders. If they were lucky, like the cool kids got to have their Lisa Frank folders.
Well, we've established I wasn't very cool, but I did have those and I loved them so much. And she was kind of the first of that, like there, that's all there was of that like genre of girly stuff at that time, it feels like. And now that kind of stuff is everywhere, like, you know, unicorns, bright colors. And I'm just in like this surreal wonderland of pure joy over cuteness all the time when I shop for them, when I dress them. Elle, you know, she's getting a little bit more expressing her own style and, you know, so. But the baby, it's just like, mama wants those unicorn pants, baby's gonna wear those unicorn pants. And
it is one of the main benefits of having a baby is you can dress them however you want. this is also a gripe of mine in that I go to baby clothing stores, or like you go to like H&M or whatever, to the baby section, or Target. And there are three times as many girl clothes as boy clothes.
Really?
And I know, like, gender, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yes. I tried to find a pair of shoes for my baby at Target. And there were, like, I want to say, like, 12 to 18 different styles of baby girl shoes. Mm-hmm. And there were three boy shoes.
That's crazy.
And I say this, you know, with all the like knowledge of, you know, gender is a construct and you can dress your baby in whatever. But, the pink sparkly stuff is intended for girls. I could dress them in it, but, you know, I feel like there's it's weird. It's a weird thing. Like, I guess I could just start dressing my baby in like all the like rainbow sequins and stuff, but I haven't quite gotten there. So there's cute boy stuff, but there's just not as much of it. And it's all like suspenders. Like when you're like looking at what's like going to be a cute boy outfit, it's like suspenders. For girls, it's like all the like sequins and the unicorns and the rainbows. And I'm jealous too.
I know. Everything I love. Suspenders don't spark the same kind of joy that Lisa Frank did.
No. I mean, they are freaking cute, but it's not the same level. Like,
I hear you. I'm sorry about that. That's really frustrating. The thing I want to say about the maternity underwear, though, is that it was a real close cutoff there. I mean,
I was going to ask, like, is this a technicality? Is it like because you wore them to 10 months postpartum?
Yes, ma'am. It was so weird. All of a sudden, one day, I was like, God, these underwear are just so loose and roomy. And I hated them. And I had been wearing them for a few months feeling that way about them, you know. But, like, you know, you just keep them in rotation. And then finally one day I was like, I'm just going to throw these away. Why am I still wearing these? And they all went in the trash. So, no more.
That's a milestone. Congrats.
Yeah. It only took 10 months. All right. This feels good to get those confessions off my chest.
You're up next. Yes. Okay. Sometimes I will just sit on the toilet and let my baby crawl around the bathroom, even though I don't have to go. Or sometimes I will trap my baby in my shower because I know it's baby-proofed and the glass door allows me to watch him while giving my arms a rest.
Oh, that's a good idea. It's like a built-in playpen. I think you probably sit in the bathroom while he crawls around the floor.
That is correct. That is correct. Although when I was trying to come up with the fake one, I was like, that is a good idea.
I know.
Why don't
I do
that? Because I have one of those showers that like it even has like a built-in bench and it has a glass door, you know, and so he's safe in there.
He can't reach the water spout.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's pretty high. So, yeah.
I might just
have to try this.
Do it.
Just put some toys in there.
Exactly.
Call it a day.
He won't know, except he'll see you on the other side of the glass, put his face and body against it, and, like, pound on it for you, like the guy
probably
in The Graduate, like, Mom.
That, like the guy in The Graduate. What's his name?
Dustin Hoffman. Anyways, yes. Yeah. So tell us about what you do and why in the bathroom.
Well, you know, I think like most moms, I've had to like bring the baby into the bathroom with me, you know, if I need to do my business. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me at some point that like the bathroom is pretty baby-proofed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, there's bathtub toys that are in there all the time. So like if I just take a few of those bathtub toys out of the bathtub, he's entertained. And he also thinks it's kind of fun. Like, he thinks it's a weird adventure to go in there.
Yeah.
So I have found myself just like, when I need to, he crawls around and I have to like constantly be like, no, don't get it. You're like, don't touch that. Don't touch that. Because the whole house isn't baby proofed. Mm-hmm. I'll just be like, let's go into the bathroom. This seems like a fun thing. And we'll go into the bathroom and I'll close the door and I'll just sit on the toilet. like with the top down, you know?
Yeah.
And just, chill out. Look at my phone.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It's exhausting to keep redirecting babies away from things they should not be doing. So I can see why you would want that break. I feel like just thinking about you doing that, my whole body goes, yes, you need that rest.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like ashamed of it, but it is like weird, you know, to be sitting in a bathroom, pretend. Like, I think, you know, in my mind, I'm like, well, he thinks I'm going to the bathroom. Like, he doesn't think I'm neglecting him, but I'm just sitting there looking at Facebook.
I think it's a great mom hack. We should just turn this segment into mom hacks instead of mom confessions.
Boom. Well, all right. So you got all of mine right.
I did.
You know me so well.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
What did you get? Two out of three?
I got 2 out of 3.
Not bad.
So,
not bad.
Yeah. I should have known about the jaywalking. I thought you were doing that because you know how much I hate jaywalking. I thought it was like a decoy question. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I thought about you when I wrote that one, and I kind of thought, oh, she'll know I didn't do that. But
see, gotcha. I second. Double cross. All right.
Well, let's move on to our BFPs and BFNs. Laura, what do you have for us this week?
I have a BFN.
Again? Ooh.
I know. This is a bad one.
Ooh.
So do you remember how when my baby went for his 9-month appointment, his iron was a little low?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said that I would have to bring him in for a actual blood draw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went and had the blood draw, and that is my BFN.
Ooh.
Because drawing blood on a 10-month-old baby sucks.
Like, where do they do it? How do they do it?
So there is a place right around the corner from us, thankfully, that's run. It's like a Children's Hospital of Los Angeles lab that's like as a little satellite lab. So thankfully, they have like trained phlebotomists that are just for children. So I made sure to go there, which was really reassuring. Like, so I was a little nervous. And so I waited till my mom was in town because I wanted her to come with me because I didn't want to, Corey would need to be at work this week. So I didn't want to go alone. So we went in and he had to get a test for his iron, his hemoglobin, and lead because we live in a house that was built before 1950 or something. So, so we went in and they had like a little room and the guy doing it was very nice. And they just, I thought like maybe they'd strap his arms down or something, but they just wanted me to hold his arms. Mm. So he was on my lap and I was holding his wrist and they were like, hold it really tight. I was like, oh my God. So I'm holding his wrist really tight. And of course he doesn't want me to do it. And he inserts the little needle and then he like was poking around and he couldn't get the vein.
So he
had to pull out and do it on the other arm.
Is it like the crook of his arm, like where we get blood drawn?
Exactly, like the inside of your elbow.
Little veins must be so tiny.
Well, that's what they said. They're like, his veins are so small, you know, they just move when we try to like poke into them. I'm just like, poor baby.
I didn't know that. Wow.
That's what they said. Uh-huh. So, and then he had to do, they got it on the left arm eventually.
Is he just crying this whole time?
Yes, yes, poor baby. And so they got it, and it was only like one little vial, so that was okay. So, but I just felt so bad for him. Yeah. And then, you know, and he was just crying. And so I asked if I could stay in the room and just nurse him immediately afterwards. And they said, of course. So I did that, and I nursed him for like 10 minutes, which is a lot longer than he normally does these days.
Aww.
Like, but he recovered. By the time we left, he was okay. But
good.
But yeah, it was, it was just, it was hard to watch. It was just really sad for him. And, mm-hmm. you know, it really gives me a lot of empathy for people whose children have to go through this all the time, mm-hmm. you know?
That's what I thought too, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people who have kids who have to get their blood drawn all the time, have to stay in the hospital. Gosh, kids who are in the NICU and having to get their blood drawn as little preemies, you know? Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Thank God there's just skilled technicians and professionals who know how to do this stuff. It's amazing.
I know. It's just so hard to watch them be unhappy and mm-hmm. not just because a garbage truck went by.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. Or a balloon floated by.
Yeah, so we're waiting on the results of that, but okay, hopefully we'll they'll be okay. We've been really like feeding him lots of meat. So
good.
Hopefully it'll be up. So
hopefully.
Anyway, that was a little sad, but he's okay. But good. Anyway, Shauna, mm-hmm. what do you have for us?
I have a BFP that seems very light and superficial in comparison.
That's what we need.
I don't even want to say it.
It's good. We need something uplifting.
Yes, it's just pomegranates.
I love pomegranates. I fucking love pomegranates, Shauna.
So do I. I love them. I've always loved them. I had pomegranate trees in my backyard when I was little, even though they didn't bear much edible fruit. I did like them. And I've just recently discovered that they are an awesome baby food, finger food, because it's just like a tiny little nugget. She picks them up, eats them one by one. It's not a choking hazard. She loves them.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering about that because I thought maybe the seed would be too hard or something.
I think she honestly just swallows it whole. Like, I think she munches the flesh and gets the yummy, sugary part. Yeah. And then, because, you know, I've seen some results coming out the other end.
I was going to say, you must see. Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably a good thing. You know, sometimes you're supposed to, like, find out what your GI transit time is. You can just, anyway, that's a good timing for GI transit. Oh, I'm exactly. so glad to hear this because I was literally just wondering this because I think it's pomegranate season now, right?
It is. They are so good right now. And a tip I learned is if you're trying to buy a good pomegranate, pick up a few and buy whatever one is heaviest because that means it has the juiciest pomegranate seeds or jewels or whatever they call them.
So how do you unwrap? I feel like that's the best way to put it. How do you peel your pomegranates?
They're a complicated, messy fruit, and I've tried a lot of methods over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And now, honestly, all I do now is score the skin with a knife and then kind of peel it open and then just peel it apart and, like, pick out pieces as I'm eating a meal, you know, and hand her like little jewels. I don't do any big complicated things. I know some people like put them in water and like do this and the seeds float up and it's like, I don't have time for that. Like I'll just sit at the table and pick a few out. So
see, I do the water thing, but for me, I feel like it's faster because what you do is you crack it open and then you can just like really quickly get them all out underwater. Mm-hmm. And it's the seeds fall to the bottom and then like the other stuff floats up to the top, the like pith and stuff. So you can just sort of skim it off. So it's nice for getting like a big gleaming pile.
That's the thing is I'm a person, I love any kind of food that takes time to eat. Like I love crab legs because I have to sit and crack and then take a bite, or just like sushi takes longer to eat, edamame, anything like that I just love. So I kind of like the aspect of like, I've got to work for this pomegranate. It delights me. So I don't want a big pile of pomegranate seeds. Basically.
See, and I'm the other. I'm like more pomegranate. I'm like
buy
Cookie Monster.
So try it. Try it with your baby. They're delicious.
I want
she
to.
Loves
okay, I'm
them.
Going to. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it.
There you have it. I think that's it for this episode. What do you think?
I think so too. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, if you guys have any mom confessions, you know we want to hear them. So reach out to us. We love hearing from you, Laura. Where can they reach us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a Facebook community group. Just search Big Fat Positive Community, and it's a closed group. Request to join. I will add you. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com, or you can email us at contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com.
If you love our show, please spread the word. Let your pregnant friends or new parents know about us, and please leave us a rating or review on whatever platform you listen. That means so much to us. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Michael, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.